in my kitchen, sipping coffee. Really nice, actually. Just opened a fresh bag of pre-ground. And I'm easing myself into the day, working all this afternoon at the Open University. I've got to get my kit sorted, but as ever, sidetracked by numerous things on a list that I've been ignoring for a while. And one of them is going through some, I call them death boxes, but they're boxes of collective paraphernalia from, my gran's house mainly. And after she died, you know, one box might contain, obviously, family photos going way, way back, but also the bits and bobs from both my late grandfather, my late mother, and my grandmother. And it's a big old job, not knowing what exactly to do with the stuff that hasn't been distributed around other members of the family. Some stuff going in the attic because I can't bear to part with it. Some stuff I'm digitizing, specifically when it's relevant to me and my life. I will photograph, write about, archive and diarize, and I can backdate things, you know, to the 80s. It's interesting finding bits of paper or certificates and receipts that are relevant to me, and then being able to piece together from the then triggered memories, hopefully not too created, what happened on that day. At the moment, I'm going through this little blue book. It is very small, little pocket book called the London Diary 1986. It's in great condition. Blue leather cover, made in England with a kind of golden around the edges. Oh, didn't even notice that. There's a little, pull it out, a little pencil. Looks like it's not even really been used, other than to write the few notes that are in here, tucked into the spine. And it's quite a beautiful object before these kind of things became even more mass-produced. This is made by a company called Data Day. Data Day, I get it, D-A-T-A, Day. And you've got to remember, nowadays, our mobile devices do so much of this. But I don't remember ever carrying around anything this comprehensive. Obviously, because it's London-centric, even though none of my family lived in London, as far as I know, apart from my mum for a bit, but this was definitely something my grandmother had and picked up. It's a it starts with a London tube map, but then goes into he says, attempting to flick the pages, just a diary of general days and events happening in and around London, like the boat show and whatnot, throughout the year. As you continue, the accommodation pages come up, which is really interesting, showing you hotels in the luxury side down to medium price and what it calls economy. A few hotels from the luxury side: Berkeley, Bristol, Britannia, Browns, Carlton Tower, Churchill, Claridge's, Dorchester, sorry. Medium price: Basil Street, Cumberland, Elizabeth, Grosvenor, London Tara, Novotel. And then in the economy, Balmoral, sounds quite posh, Bloomsbury, Chesham House, Commodore, Eliza House, I think I might have stayed there, 71 Elizabeth Street, I wonder if it's still there. Sounds familiar anyway, but yeah, I'd definitely normally head to the economy establishments when I'm paying. Then you've got your eating out guide. And remember, this is quite a small book, it's still got to fit every day of the year in the diaries in here. You've got your top class restaurants, your medium price restaurants, and your expensive. In the top class, you've got your Chelsea Room, La Gavroche, Maxim's, Mirabel, Shogun, Walton's, medium price, Chez Solange, Daphne's, Etoile, Falconi, Gay Hazard, Hispaniol, Lockett's, and in less expensive, Nikita's, Sailing Junk, and Singapore Mandarin. Then we've got pages and pages of theatres. And I've never seen so many theatres. I wonder how many of those theatres are still going. There's obviously some I recognise, like the Adelphi, the Apollo, Barbican. But I'm pretty sure many of these would have gone. Opera, ballet, cinemas, nightlife. And then it starts nightlife with floor shows, dancing, no cabaret, and discotheques. Which, I mean, this is only 1986, making me sound archaic. Not that I was out in the town in 1986. I was still at school, pleased to know. Then it will give you an example of what's open all night. I'm like, Foursquare's got some serious data to contend with here. You know, where to get money from all through the night. There's something called Checkpoint, where you could get cash any time in the night. Then, of course, there's airport banks, which are open pretty ridiculous hours. Then it goes on to eateries that you can eat through the night. Locksmiths, kind of thing you might need in the night. And a 24-hour supermarket, which apparently is in Westbourne Grove. So, department stores. But then what would you like to buy? For clothes? For couturiers? Beds? Books? Coins? Flowers? Furniture? Games? Guns? What? Hats? Jewellery? Kitchen equipment? Shoes? It's like I'm reading the internet to you. The internet that would fit in your back pocket on a non-network device. Auction rooms, antique markets, other markets, so on and so forth. So it just keeps going. Then you've got your sightseeing, and then your sightseeing specifically for children, art galleries, museums, literally London for children, horse racing, rugby union, snooker, speedway, stock car. The world sounded way more interesting before the internet truly kicked in, and we all had a taste. Or at least in print form, it's nice to kind of see it laid down. Obviously, no pictures. Well, I don't know why you say obviously, because the tube map at the beginning was a picture. Minicabs. None of this searching by location. And then we get in after your transport and your airlines and your travel agents. Remember, travel agents. And then emergency services, which you would have thought would have been quite close to the front. Lost properties. You put your personal notes in, which is totally blank, and then calendars for 1985, 1986 in the kind of one look page. Don't know what the vintage chart is. Oh, wine vintage chart, of course. That obviously comes after the emergency services. And now we go into telephone numbers, which many of them I don't remember, and some of them I'm so glad are in here. Telephone numbers, that looks like Kiev or Ukrainian postal code, and probably some long distance family members. And it's funny how the elders of the tribe were the hub, the kind of link between many of these people, and you just relied on them to do stuff. As I flick through, I nearly said scroll, as I scroll through this book, and I'm flicking empty pages upon empty pages and on empty pages. It will then say in Italian, compleanno. So that's my relative's birthday is listed here. There's mine listed there with the year of birth as well, so that my grandmother could get the right card saying congratulations on your 21st, etc. All my cousins are in here, all of their birthdays, something I've never really known and always missed, because although we feel like a close-ish family when we're in the same room, we never really communicated as much as when my grandmother was around, if that makes sense. We have more so now, she's recently passed, but with recently died, it doesn't matter when people say recently passed, passed what? Passed over, passed into the next life. I don't believe in most of those things. She's dead. And we've been having lots more conversations, I guess, with the family. And I'd like to sustain that. So I'm currently going to open up my diary and transfer all of those birthdays through so I can remember them, even if they don't remember any of ours and there's no reason for them to, for me to be able to maintain the ties, I guess, my grandmother did. I feel a little bit of a head of the family now, which is very weird when I still feel like a big kid. But I'm so glad that this book was sat in the bottom of the box and that I gave it a proper look, because there's a lot of metadata in here. Although there's a few birthdays I'm coming across that for people that no longer exist, I'm very happy that I have those little nuggets of information for those that do. And yeah, that's going to come in very handy as I try to pull together the threads of an ever-expanding family that could quite easily evaporate through time if we didn't care about these things. So, research until lunch, then a feast, and then heavy-bellied, I'll be heading to work.